Hey, this is Zach McSween. I'm the owner and founder of Sween's Hot Sauce based out of Denver, Colorado. I also own a couple other things called with some security service and a couple other investments. I've worked with a lot of BKFC fighters, some UFC fighters, and you're listening to the Pro Sports Podcasters.
We are the Pro Sports Podcasters, where no sport is left behind.
It's time for another episode of the Pro Sports Podcasters with your hosts, Nee Wallace Bruce, Corbert Durand, and Justin Williams.
On this podcast, we have guests from all over the world covering every sport from artistic gymnastics to weightlifting.
We have something for every sports fan on PSP. Whether your interests are the athletes playing the game, the coaches, or the media, we've got you covered.
Fun and informative, honest and engaging. You won't want to miss a single episode. So let's kick this off.
Are you ready to stay fit this winter? Get off the couch with Kettlebell Kickboxing Canada.
Sign up now to their mobility and movement program. Use the code PSP15 to get 15% off the one-time purchase of the program.
Then it's yours forever. No additional subscriptions or fees. The program is available worldwide. Now, back to the show.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Pro Sports Podcasters. I'm your only host today, actually. Kobe and Nee have left me alone, and you know what? It's okay. I'll cry myself to sleep at night, because that's what real people do. We show our feelings, damn it. No, Kobe's stuck in traffic, and we all know living in Toronto and driving, it's easier to go horse and buggy or just run people over on the sidewalk. But you know what? Kobe's a law-abiding citizen, and he will not be running people over tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, I have a guest with me, because we don't record this stuff solo. It'd be weird listening to me talk for a while. It'd be like the Bill Burt podcast, except he's good at entertaining solo. I'm not. Ladies and gentlemen, I asked this man, how should I intro him? And he said, well, I don't know. I mean, give it to yourself. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to do a bit of a twist tonight. I'm going to like just say his name, and then we're going to start from the beginning. And you know why? Because I'm alone. I can do what I want. This is my show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the man of mystery, Mr. Zach McSween. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Living the metaphorical dream. All right, Zach, our podcast has 10,000 followers. You have 10,000 listeners. Tell us, what do you do?
So I do quite a few things, but my main thing right now is hot sauce. I have a hot sauce brand here in Denver, Colorado. Currently have a few different fighters on the list. One of our sponsored fighters is Kai Stewart, the BKFC featherweight champion.
Hey.
Then we have a couple other ones throughout the UFC and then PFL as well. I'm originally from Louisiana, so I bring that Louisiana spice here to Denver. So far, it's been pretty well. On top of that, I have a couple other companies. I have a private security company, Damn. And I also do some security consulting.
Damn. So I actually used to work security for a while. It's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that later. So you said hot sauce. We just had Kai on not too long ago. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's one of our more recent episodes. Please, guy's an amazing gem of a dude. Now, Mr. Zach, with your hot sauce and that Louisiana style that you bring oh so well, what inspired you to make hot sauce? Was it grandma's secret recipe, or did you just thought venture out on your own?
Well, I actually worked as the director of security for Lemonade Dispensary out here in Colorado.
Okay.
And, you know, I cook all the time. I grew up in a household where, you know, my mom was like, hey, you either help cook or you can kind of go hungry. So I always helped her cook. And then, you know, being an adult, being in the military as well, I was always the one cooking and helping the guys out, feeding everybody. And one day I came into work. I had made, I think, fish or something. And one of the managers was like, dang, this would be really good for some hot sauce. I was like, you know what? Let me try it out. I'll make some hot sauce. So I made a hot sauce just for fun, basically. Turned out everyone in the store loved it. On top of that, they were like, well, why don't you try to infuse it? So I took some different ideas, played around with some different recipes. Turned out that I was actually really, really good at making hot sauce. So I made a couple different flavors. I infused them with THC. Ooh. And we are the first THC hot sauce on the market, as far as I know. Made that, partnered with another company out here called Mighty Melts. We made a soft launch out in 4/20 of 2022.
Damn right.
And then, you know, it kind of took off from there. I started kind of backstepping a little. I wanted to refine that recipe on the THC side. So I took a little, some backsteps, refined the recipe on the regular side. And it's been blowing up ever since.
That is so interesting. Why would you mix with THC? What brought that about?
Just, I guess, being around the environment. I've seen what people like, seen what people don't like. And I noticed that as far as the edible realm goes, I don't see a hot sauce. I don't see a lot of sauces. I see a lot of gummies. I see a lot of chocolate, stuff like that. It's like, well, that's kind of repetitive. So why don't we bring something different to the market? And if we're the first at it, then cool. Everybody has to chase after us.
Exactly. You get to be a trendsetter for this. Now, my palate is not professional by any stretch of the imagination, and I do believe we've spoken ever so briefly via email at one point, but I'm a blueberry connoisseur. Zach, tell us, and tell the fans, and tell my mother who will be listening, what flavors do you offer that are infused?
So currently I have 4 in rotation.
Okay.
I have a total of about 15 flavors, but the 4 in rotation right now are the Tropical Spirit, the Fairy Tale Fire, the Original OG, and the Death by Berry. So you might really like the Death by Berry, which is a blueberry, blackberry, strawberry, and the world's top 3 hottest peppers. That is currently the one that we have that's our hottest. Fairy Tale Fire is a dragon fruit scorpion. The Original OG is a jalapeno, lemon, lime, and tequila.
Mm.
It is made with Casamigos tequila as well.
Ooh.
So I don't skimp on the quality. And then the Tropical Spirit is pineapple, mango, ghost pepper.
Wow. That just sounds epic by every sense of the imagination. I cannot wait to try this. Like Death by Berry, please, that's how I want to go. Put that on my tombstone, please. Now, walk us through a bit of the step of this, because I'm so new to the whole hot sauce. I always dreamed of kind of owning my own business, and I guess being with Nee and Kobe, Pro Sports Podcasters, in a sense is a business, but I've always wanted to own like a food kind of thing. I'm a very sauce kind of guy. How does somebody, and you don't have to divulge the whole secret here, but how does somebody go about actually making a hot sauce?
So how I did it, which might not be the entire smartest way to go about it, is a lot of trial and error and a lot of different research. There's been too many times to count where I've turned my living room into essentially a giant gas chamber, which is never fun.
Never.
But basic, I would say you have your peppers, you have your cutter, which was what I call, so something to cut that heat. So sugar or fruit, maybe a different kind of vegetable, maybe like a beet or something.
Mm.
You take that, take some water, take some vinegar to bind it, and a little bit of extra seasoning, and that's pretty much it. You basically cut it all up, cook it down, put it in a blender, and put it in a bottle.
Okay. All right. Now for your THC, how do you add that? And how much of that do you add? Is that based on like the size of the bottle? Is that based on heat? Like what is that based on?
So that is actually based on the MED regulation out here in Colorado. So I usually do a 4-ounce bottle, and that is 100 milligrams of THC each. I also make it with hash rosin, which is the purest form of basically weed that you can get outside of it just being flower.
Mm.
Essentially with that, what I do is I have, like I said, I have partnered with a company out here. I am bouncing around to different companies to try different people's rosin. That way, you know, you get the name more out there and, you know, help represent more of Colorado. Mm-hmm. On top of some other things that I have going on. But with the rosin, what they do is they take the flower, they put it in a bag, they put it in water and ice, mix it all up, and then they take the crystals, the THC crystals, they scrape them off from the bottom, and that is what I use as the THC part. How I infuse it into the hot sauce is basically you need some sort of binder, which is usually a fat or something like an oil. So what I'll do is I'll get coconut oil, which is all natural, very easy to work with, very healthy as well. I take that. I take the rosin, mix it all together, heat it up. After I have made the hot sauce, then I add it to the hot sauce, and then I mix that up. And then after it's all mixed in, we bottle it, we send it out to testing. Once it comes back from testing, it's all good.
That is quite a long process, my dude. I mean, it makes sense, but like, wow, I didn't think, I didn't know. Like, I'm just genuinely curious by that.
Oh yeah. I think total, it takes about a month from start to finish, from the time I get the produce to the time it's fully bottled and ready to be on the shelf.
Mm. And how much, okay. So you mentioned you had to call contact Colorado, the CMD, I believe you said it was.
The NED.
NED. And how, so when you told them, like, hey, I'm starting this sauce company, were they like, cool, you're doing THC? And you're like, yeah. And they just said, here's the certain amount. Did they send you a chart? Like, does somebody come by and test it? Like, what's the regulation behind all that?
So there is like a blanket regulation when it comes to different things. So with edibles on the recreational side, you can only do up to 100 milligrams. So if you go get a chocolate bar or some gummies or maybe some another company out here called Drip or I'm going to say High Altitude. But basically you can only have 100 milligrams of THC within a certain amount of edible. So it is a blanket kind of thing. And when I had approached them and said, I'm making a hot sauce, they did have some questions. It was like, well, where is it being made? How is it being made? Where's your license? Another reason that I like to pair with different companies is because I can work with them and it's basically a sub-product of their company. That way they can use their own license. They use their funding and everything like that. And then we send it out to testing. So after I make the hot sauce, I bottle it. It's all infused. We send it to a lab. The lab tests it for various different things. So metals, microbacteria, homogeneity. So basically make sure if this bottle's 85 and this one's 400, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it all passes that, we get notified. They send us back they give us the okay for the bottles and then we start putting them on the shelves.
Wow. That's like I said, that's a big process there. Okay, have you had any like rejections? Was it always smooth sailing?
Oh no, I would say the first time that I actually tried to do infused, we probably sent it off. I want to say 3 or 4 times before it even got approved, just due to the fact that we needed to figure out the exact. Measurements for the rosin, needed to figure out the exact measurements for the binders. Sometimes the bottles weren't the correct size or they didn't have the correct label on them. So that there's a lot more that goes into it than just, hey, we made a hot sauce and we infused it. I wish it was that easy, but unfortunately it's not.
If it was that easy, it wouldn't be worth doing. So kudos to you, sir. Now, you had mentioned that you have some fighters that you work with. Who are all these fighters, or who are some you want to name?
So Kai Stewart is probably the biggest one. He's the name that when we say it, everyone's like, oh, okay.
That guy.
We have Marcus Hooks, who is an up-and-coming fighter out of Denver as well. I think he currently resides out in South Dakota, but he trains out here. And we're working on a few more, but those two are the main ones at the moment.
And how did you get in contact with these people? Did you just reach out over Instagram? Did you reach their agent? Like, what was up?
So how I did that is actually my business partner in the security company. So my security company is Callion Protective Services. My business partner, Taylor Radway, he owns Best Sport and Talent, and he manages quite a few things. We also have a gym up and coming is now pushed back to about June, July timeframe, but we have a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gym coming up. He actually introduced me to Kai, and he introduced me to Marcus Hooks. And basically, he manages the fighters, and I help do their meal prep, as well as do some of their other like marketing and stuff like that.
All right. And so did you always want to work with fighters, or did that just kind of fall into your lap and you took that opportunity?
I guess a little bit of the same thing. I've always been very much into MMA. I've been training Muay Thai since I was about 5. So I've always been in the fight scene. When Taylor and I had done our partnership, he happened to, you know, like the same things as me. And he mentioned to me like, hey, I'm going to be starting this management company. I would love to, you know, have your help if you can help anyway. And I said, you know what? I can I'll do you one better. I'll do all the meal prep for the guys because I love cooking. I've been doing security for a while, but my passion is the cooking side. So I said, like, I'll do the meal prep. I'll make their whole plans. Just give me their what they need to be weighing at weigh-ins, and we'll go from there. So we did that, and yeah, pretty much everything kind of fell into place.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's great. I love when it kind of happens as such. Do you, because it's interesting you chose fighting just because of everything that kind of happened to you, but would you ever branch out to different sports aside of combat? So like when we're not talking boxing or kickboxing, but like football or hockey or anything.
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely. So I currently have a few friends who are on the Broncos. I have a couple friends who are within management of like the Nuggets out here in Colorado. So basketball, football, really anywhere that I can get my in, I'm kind of looking for it. Combat just happened to be, you know, the one thing that I really enjoyed. But I am, if there's a market for it, or if there's a group that can take it, I want to be in it.
Well, I mean, I'm very excited because I do believe you had sent us a batch. So I'm kind of excited to try it myself. Like I said, I'm a hot sauce connoisseur. I'm a berry connoisseur. So if I can get everything ready, whoo, I can't wait to try it, my friend.
Yes, sir. I would definitely suggest for the Death by Berry, you got some ramen with you. I would highly suggest it with that. I don't know why, but it is so good on ramen.
Yes. I mean, as somebody who's like relatively broke or was in post-secondary broke, I get it. Ramen and anything to flavor that up just sounds oh so proper. With a little bit of egg too, because sometimes I'm bougie and can afford eggs.
Oh, yes, sir. And if you make like an egg sandwich, tropical spirit, get some bread, a little bit of mayo, maybe some pepper jack cheese, and some the tropical spirit hot sauce. So good.
Right? I mean, it sounds kind of good. I mean, you're doing well, and I'm very open to this. And I heard apparently through the email that I might get it by tomorrow. Sir, you might have an update as of late as tomorrow.
Yes, sir. It should be there pretty soon. I know it probably got a little delayed with the shipping from one country to another, but yeah, you should have it pretty soon.
It's amazing. Those invisible lines cause so much damage.
Yeah. No idea.
How long have you started this business?
Let's see. About beginning February time of 2022 is when I had initially started the infusion stuff, or I made my first batch. Mm-hmm. And then I took some time off, took about 6-ish months off because I had my security company. I was doing some other things with some other companies as well. I was traveling a lot.
Yep.
So I didn't have time mostly, but as of, let's see, like June-ish last year is when I really started taking it super serious. From then on, it's just exploded.
So June of 2023?
Yes, sir.
Dang! Did you hear that, Kobe, who just decided to join us?
I heard that, buddy. How's it going?
There we go. The third member, or I guess second member for this third interview. Kobe, meet Zach. Zach, meet Kobe.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, buddy. Favorite fighter, past and present?
Favorite fighter? Ooh, that's a difficult one. I would probably have to say Max Holloway, honestly.
Okay, that's present. What about past?
Past? I don't know if you consider him past anymore. He keeps fighting, but Mike Tyson.
That's a badass answer, man. I can go with that. I can go with that. Right on.
I like guys who go in there and just get it done. So,
damn straight.
So, Kobe, just to kind of catch you up on what we discussed the origin of the hot sauce. We discussed how this man owns a bunch of businesses. We discussed why he chose MMA fighters, or how it happened to be MMA fighters, and the process it takes to infuse a THC into his hot sauce and other sorts of just the hot sauce making process in general. Is that about right, Zach? We've covered that?
Yes, sir. That just about sums it up.
Just about sums it up. All right. So, Kobe, do you want to continue or do you want me to lead a question and then pass it to you?
Well, one sec. So where is your manufacturing done?
I do it out of a commercial kitchen that I rent out here in Aurora, Colorado.
Okay. And what kind of peppers do you use in your hot sauce?
So it varies from hot sauce to hot sauce. I use some sweet peppers. I do use Carolina Reapers, scorpion peppers, and ghost peppers. But for the majority of them, it's each kind of individual. The only one that has like repetitive peppers is the Death by Berry, because that one has the top three Rolltata, so the ghost, the Reaper, and the scorpion. It's got those three, as well as some Anaheim pepper. I do use some Serrano and Thai chilies in some, but mostly kind of varies. The original or the OG one, that one's got jalapenos in it. I don't like working with jalapenos too much because I just feel like jalapenos are just overdone.
Okay, that's fair. And out of all the sauces you've created, which is your favorite?
Actually, one that is not on the market yet. It is still in kind of its baby phases or toddler phases, but I guess I'll present it to hear you now, but I haven't thought of a name yet. It is basically a peach, cinnamon, and serrano. It's completely different than anything I've actually tasted as far as hot sauce wise. The reasoning for this combination is I was drinking a Red Bull the other day. The winter edition is peach cinnamon. And I was like, well, I've never had this in a hot sauce. So I took some time off. I made a kind of a couple different recipes, and I figured out that peaches originated from like North Africa, parts of Asia. Serrano peppers are kind of an Asian zing. So I had some of that with some Thai chilies, kind of put it all together. Almost killed myself because, like I think I told him earlier, was sometimes it turned my house into like a gas chamber where I just get maced all the time. But I made some in my kitchen, and it actually ended up being really, really good because it's, if you think of it like a Christmas ham, where you have that cinnamon, the brown sugary taste, but then all of a sudden there's like this peach flavor, and you're like, whoa, well that's different, and then the heat kicks in. I will say my biggest thing with all of my hot sauces and pretty much anything that I do is flavor first, which is our motto. I don't like making hot sauces that are just blatantly hot. Like you just take it and it's boom, it's heat. There's no flavor. There's nothing like that. So I like prioritizing that flavor first before kicking you in the face with some heat.
Yeah, no, that sauce sounds awesome, actually. Now, I know Justin's going to want to know because he's got a problem, but do you do a blueberry hot sauce?
Yes, sir. Actually, one of the ones that I had sent y'all is my Death by Berry, and that is currently one of the hottest sauces that I have, and that one's one of the ones that's in rotation right now. That one is blueberry, strawberry, blackberry, and the top three world's hottest peppers, so the scorpion, ghost, and reaper, along with some other like just additive stuff to make it a little bit more heavy. But that one's pretty good. That one you'll get that upfront berryness flavor, and then the burn will kick in. And a lot of people, what they've told me is like, well, the original or the initial kick is not too bad. It's when that burn kicks in and it just keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And then eventually you're like, all right, I got to put this down. It's good, but this is hurting.
Now, what's your scholastic background, Zachary? Like, are you a nutritionist? Did you dabble in the culinary arts? Where did this all come from?
I don't really have a nutritional background in it. I am getting my nutritionist certification currently, but I grew up cooking. My mom was, you had to cook or I had to starve. So I grew up cooking. I've always had a kind of a passion for cooking. And one day a buddy of mine or one of the managers at the place I had worked at, he mentioned, you know what, try to make a hot sauce. So I did, and it just went really wild from there.
Okay. And I understand the visual connection and appeal of kind of matching your hot sauces with, you know, mixed martial artists or bare knuckle fighters or what have you. But is there a nutritional advantage to using a hot sauce?
Not really. It's mostly a flavor thing. I know sometimes a lot of different fighter or different nutrition plans will have like chicken and rice, or chicken and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it can get really repetitive. So having that hot sauce as like a little flavor breaker is pretty nice.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, no, I'm like I told him earlier, I'm super excited for that blueberry, which should be coming sometime tomorrow. So he's going to get an update real quick about this. After hot sauces, Zach, is there any sort of other sauce you want to branch out to? Barbecue, maybe a mustard, a ketchup, anything?
I actually had a few different ideas that I have written down today. I have a spicy ranch that I'm thinking of, a honey mustard, not as much of a ketchup, but definitely the ranch and the honey mustard. I might do a barbecue sauce. I just feel like there's a different way of trying to do it, but I have to figure that way out right now. As far as hot sauces themselves, I am going to be launching a dry rub of all of the sauces here soon because I work with only natural ingredients. I don't have any preservatives. I don't have anything like sodium bicarbonate or anything like that. All of my stuff is just natural ingredients. So I figured, why not just, you know, chop them up, dry them out, blend them up, and then boom. Now you have a dry rub and you can season other stuff with it if you don't want a hot sauce.
Buddy, you're making my mouth salivate right now. I used to work in a kitchen a while ago, so I favor the dry rub. Especially with the chicken, I don't know why, it just feels good to like slap it around and throw some dry rub on there. I don't know.
Oh, yes. I have an old flavor that I took out of commission. So what I do is every quarter, for whichever sauce doesn't do as well as the other ones, I drop it off and I replace it with a new flavor.
Mm.
One of them that I had last quarter was Spitfire Saloon, and this was a bourbon habanero. Yeah. It was made with Breckenridge Brewery's 10-year barrel-aged bourbon. I had used that one, and it had like a really Caribbean jerk-style taste to it because there was a lot of molasses. And I had taken that one, made it into a dry rub. I would say at the beginning of this year, I put it on some brisket, and it tasted insanely good.
Guy, I'm salivating. I want this so badly.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Yeah, literally. He's like, here's how great it is. You'll try tomorrow. Or never. I haven't made it yet. It's like... All right, Zach. Well, before we get you out of here, we have a couple things. Number one, how can our friends, family, and my mother find you on social media?
So you can find us on Instagram and our website. Our Instagram is Sweens Denver, just SWEENS and then Denver, just one word. And then our website is sweenshotsauce.com. Like I said, all one word. That's where you'll be able to find all of our sauces and then our up-and-coming stuff. If you subscribe to our Instagram, then we'll give updates on different podcasts that we might be on and promote our friends and stuff like that. And then we'll also throw out our different deals every now and then for different people and different events and stuff like that.
Ooh, did you hear that, everybody? You got to go to their page for some of the potential hookups there and some exclusivity. All right, Zach, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Awesome, buddy.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast.
For even more of your favorite sports content, be sure to visit the website www.prosportspodcasters.com.
On our website, you will find our sports blog, full podcast library, access to our YouTube channel, and deals from our affiliate partners.
You can also sign up to become a PSP Insider and get exclusive access to our insider tips, sponsor giveaways, and insider newsletter.
So don't miss out on the full Pro Sports Podcasters experience.
Where no sport is left behind.